Thanks for downloading this week's podcast of From the Top, NPR's radio showcase of America's best young classical musicians. I'm your host, Christopher O'Reilly, here to introduce you to a special series of our podcasts, Behind the Curtain, which brings you backstage to hear what it takes to deliver the inspirational performances and the personal stories of America's best young classical musicians. This week, we're going to hear from our music producer, Tom Vigneri, about how he chooses these young musicians and what makes the pieces they play so special.
This time, we talk about the violinist. As you might imagine, hear it from the top, we hear from a lot of these kinds of instrumentalists, that being pianists, violinists, string players of all sort. There tend to be quite a lot of activity out there around the country, and we're delighted to hear from a whole lot of them. In this particular case, we're going to feature one really special young violinist named Kaori Matsui.
Why don't you tell everybody what you and I are going to play to start off the program?
We're going to be playing Wieniawski Polonaise in A major.
Kaori is kind of a classic case in one sense, in that she's somebody who applied to the show through the normal process of recording an audition tape, filling out an application, which she got off of our website, and sending that in through the mail. And we immediately liked what we saw in Kaori. But as we tape only a limited number of shows every year, and as we hear from so many violinists, we really were unable to accommodate her in the first round. As it happens, about a year later, we were doing our series of live summer auditions, in this case at Interlochen Music Camp in Traverse City, Michigan. Many of you might know that from your own experiences. They see thousands of kids every year come through, and it's been around for many, many decades now. In fact, I was an alum myself. And we spent a couple days on the ground in Traverse City, on the grounds at Interlochen Music Camp, and we hear a lot of young aspiring musicians who audition for the show. And we were in a little private hut out in the woods, which is so classic for a summer music camp, with kids in huts nearby and the sound kind of drifting into the windows of our little hut. One after another, kids paraded in and played for us, all delightful. And near the end of a very long day, in stepped this young lady.
So it's Kaori Matsui. Is that how you pronounce it?
Great. When Kaori walked into that little practice hut, she played the Polonaise Brillante by Wieniawski, all right, but she didn't play the ever-familiar number one in D major. Happily, she pulled out Wieniawski's Polonaise Brillante number two in A major, opus 21, which we actually never hear. When a young person comes in to play an audition, basically it's all stereophonic. It's right there. It's fantastic. And in Kaori's case, not only are you getting that marvelous sonic intimacy, but in playing the Wieniawski Brillante number two, it was like a full-throated concert. Front row, spectacular. And so in my mind, I don't often say it to the kids, but immediately I knew I was going to book her on the show.
Thank you.
As you could tell from that performance, Kaori is quite an accomplished young violinist. And this doesn't happen on its own. And in fact, Kaori comes from really one of the finest preparatory programs in the country, the Starling Chamber Orchestra Preparatory String Project at the University of Cincinnati College Conservatory in Cincinnati, Ohio. It's comprised of 25 superbly talented young musicians, roughly ages 10 to 18, which is equivalent to what we're seeking out in general for the show. There at CCM for private lessons, for orchestral rehearsals. Those are usually led by Kurt Sussman's house, a wonderful person who has seen a lot of great violinists over the years and has passed them along to our attention. They do chamber music, and they get theory, ear training, and even composition lessons. Kaori studies with the wonderful Brittany McWilliams. So it's one of those comprehensive programs we see quite a lot of over around the country, but this is among the better ones that we do encounter. So whenever we see a young person from the Starling program, we generally take note. And Kaori was absolutely in keeping with the level that we tend to see there.
For more performances and stories from America's best young classical musicians, tune in to our weekly NPR radio show. Visit fromthetop.npr.org for stations broadcasting From the Top near you. From the Top is a unique nonprofit organization that's independent of the radio stations that carry our show. Join us in celebrating the passion and dedication of our outstanding young musicians by making a gift to From the Top on our website, fromthetop.org.